AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Appeals court judges in Washington appear skeptical of claims by former President Donald Trump he's immune from prosecution. Judge Karen LaCraft Henderson is an appointee of former President George H.W. Bush.
I think it's paradoxical to say that his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed allows him to violate criminal laws.
The former president claims he is immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. His attorney, D. John Sauer, says prosecuting a president for his official duties may open a Pandora's box that the country may never recover from.
Could George W. Bush be prosecuted for obstruction of an official proceeding, for allegedly giving false information to Congress to induce the nation to go to war in Iraq under false pretenses?
A quick decision is crucial for Special Counsel Jack Smith and his team, who are eager to get this case, now paused pending the appeal, to trial before the November election. On the floor of the Senate today was New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez. He's facing bribery and other charges.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution. They seek a victory, not justice. We've seen this play out with other prosecutions of public officers.
Menendez says he is innocent and will not resign. Gabriel Attal has been named as France's youngest ever prime minister as President Emmanuel Macron seeks a fresh start for the rest of his term amid growing political pressure from the far right. Attal is France's first openly gay prime minister. A U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland Romanoff, has been arrested on drug charges in Russia. Russian media notes he told Pravda in 2020 he was born in Russia and adopted by an American couple when he was two. This is AP News. The Earth shattered a heat record last year.
2023 was off the charts warm, according to the European Climate Agency, Copernicus. It says 2023 broke the global annual heat record, coming in 2.66 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial times. The record heat made life miserable and sometimes deadly here in North America, in Europe, China, and many other places last year. And that's not all. This month, January of 2024, is on track to be so warm that for the first time, a 12-month period will exceed the limit that the world hoped to stay within in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord to avoid the most severe effects of warming, says Copernicus. I'm Rita Foley.
South Korea's parliament passed a landmark ban on production and sale of dog meat. Some angry dog farmers say they plan to challenge the bill's constitutionality. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.